13 papier-mâché skeletons and dresses are posted up in different corners of a lobby. Each brightly painted figure is distinct. One dons a dress made of Nepal cactus paddles. Another is carrying a rifle with a bandolier of ammo across her chest. The extravagant life-size sculptures represent La Catrina, the Aztec goddess of death. Jared McIntyre is Community Engagement Director at the Diana Wortham Center for the Performing Arts.
We basically turned our back, and then when we turned back around, we had a lobby full of ladies that are gracing us every day. It's been fun. It's like having 13 guests here.
McIntyre says the installation is a visual sign of the theater's efforts to bring in new audiences, to include the Latinx community.
And just overall, we want to make this welcome for anyone and everyone within our community.
It's part of a partnership with Ola Community Arts. The nonprofit brought in the Mexican artist Margarita Figueroa for the Catrinas installation. Ola's executive director, Adriana Chavela, says the hope is for Asheville's Hispanic and Latinx residents to feel more included and represented in the local art scene.
Especially here, Western North Carolina, Henderson, Buncombe. For us to see represented signs or sculpts or Catrinas, it means a lot.
While Catrina has come to personify Mexicans' ability to laugh at death, the Dia de los Muertos holiday is a somber one. Families here and across the border gather to remember those who have died, eating the deceased's favorite foods or singing their favorite songs.
So we do it with a lot of respect, and we do it because we don't want our first, second generations here to lose that. Then we want to share it with everybody.
As the region's Latinx population grows, Chavela says she hopes more opportunities for cultural engagement will follow suit. Census figures show it's the fastest growing demographic, nearly doubling in Buncombe County since 2000. I'm Cass Harrington, BPR News.